Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How's everything going?
I'm doing well. I'm a little concerned about this storm, especially in Pace. From the law enforcement point of view, how did the storm go?
Well, everything went as smooth as it can be expected. You know, anytime we have our men and women out on the street during a storm like that, there's some concern. You know, there's always, not just the wind-driven damage, but, you know, there's driving around and going into potholes and running over, puddles that turn out to be deeper. But everything worked out pretty good for us. We didn't have any significant damage, and we're ready to rock and roll and just get back to business.
All right. Yeah. No, I my least favorite game that I play in Florida is puddle or pothole. And there are, as you say,
I know it well.
When you know the road, it's fine. But it's funny, all of a sudden in the rain, those potholes you know are there, they just look like puddles. No big deal. Well, I guess that's good news. On the other hand, you guys have had an extremely active last few days, right?
We really have, and even going into the middle of last week, over the weekend we had numerous vehicle burglaries in the Avalon Boulevard area of Milton. There were several unlocked vehicles burglarized, and there is some indication that all these were related. In one of the instances, a firearm was taken from an unlocked vehicle. You know, this is I get tired of repeating it, but this is a good time to remind folks to lock your cars. You and I have discussed this before. It's virtually never that we respond to a vehicle that has been broken into by smashing the window or prying something open. You know, these criminals are not looking for a challenge. They're looking for an easy target, and there's just no sense in us making it easier than we need to.
Right, most definitely. Actually, you mentioning Avalon there kind of raises my question. Have you guys already reallocated off Avalon and out of Tiger Point the additional patrols that you had kind of policing because of the traffic displacement?
That's correct. We have our routine patrols in that area. But we do not have additional patrols assigned related to the traffic.
All right, very good. But you had other things happen in the last couple of days, including a shooting, right?
We did. You know, late last night, early this morning, our deputies responded to a complaint of a shooting that had occurred in the Milton area over off of Munson Highway in the neighborhood of the Rails to Trails bike path.
Hmm.
The complainant reported that he was jogging down Munson Highway when somebody confronted him from behind. When he turned around, he was being held at gunpoint. He said that he and the suspect began to struggle over the gun. The gun discharged and grazed the victim in the shoulder. The victim was able to drive himself to an area hospital and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. This right now is being investigated by our major crimes investigators, but certainly if anybody has any information that could help, we would ask them to call us or Crime Stoppers and help us out with this one.
Well, that's
a bit of a puzzle.
That's scary, especially because when you're on a, I think of you being on a golf course, or you think of, you're walking in the woods, or you're on the Rails to Trails. These are places where sort of rationally you realize that you're kind of all by yourself, but at the same time you think of them as being, sacred's not the right word, but you don't think of yourself as being vulnerable in places like that. And then to have something like this happen is pretty frightening.
It really is. It certainly disrupts that sense of security that we have when we're, participating in those leisure activities. And, here in Santa Rosa County, this is a very, very rare thing. So the more rare it is, probably the more disturbing it is. So certainly we're eager to get to the bottom of this one.
Anything else that's happened over the last couple of days that you guys have had to respond to?
You know, there was one thing I wanted to mention because it really drives home a point that you and I discussed not that long ago. Last week we had a domestic violence complaint in the Navarre area. When the deputies arrived, they learned that a male and female resided there as a family. And they had gotten involved in an argument. The male became enraged and accused the female of some infidelity, then began hitting her in the head, drug her around the home, broke some items. And this kind of stuff took place over a period of several hours. And it wasn't actually until the young lady went to work that one of her coworkers notified law enforcement. Now, during the incident, the man had possession of a weapon and made statements about killing the female. And you know, you and I have talked about domestic violence not that long ago, and this just highlights the fact that this is a problem. You know, those of us that were fortunate enough to not be raised in environments where this goes on sometimes tend to forget that this is a reality for some people.
Yeah.
And some people are not in a position where they feel safe telling other people. And those are the ones that are in the greatest danger. So kudos to the coworkers for making that call, even though the victim didn't necessarily want that to happen. But, you know, that's what it would take to keep that young lady safe. Were it not for that, these are certainly the type of things that escalate.
And it is disgustingly common, and it is not your fault if it happens to you. And we want you to get help. Oh, man.
And there is help out there. There is. There are
absolutely
resources. You know, we've talked about the Favor House and other social organizations like that.
Yeah, I just as one quick follow-up to that, you know, you should not, nobody should have to be enduring either physical or psychological trauma at home. That just, you don't deserve it. You shouldn't have to put up with it. And you don't, there are options. I'll leave it at that. And if you have any questions, you can just call the sheriff's office. They will help. Sheriff, one thing that one thing that I wanted to ask you about, you know, Governor DeSantis came to town last week and talked about this border initiative to send troops over to help as a mutual aid in the declared emergency of the border crisis with Texas and Arizona. But when I'm talking to you a lot, I hear about shortage, manpower shortage, trying to hire and, you know, get more staff. And I know we've done a lot recently to improve that. But the question I have is, if we're short on staff for sheriff's deputies, how can we also afford to be sending deputies over to help out with the border? And do we even know how many are likely to go at this point yet?
As of right now, we don't have an exact, you know, need of resources. The governor hasn't made the sheriff aware of exactly what it is he's requesting.
Okay.
So obviously the sheriff is committed to providing any assistance that's possible. He certainly supports Governor DeSantis, but there's some issues that are going to have to be addressed before we can commit to anything. You know, we're going to have to understand what any potential reimbursement would be, just what the need is, and you know, like you correctly identified, we do work with a short staff, and what that would indicate is obviously we would be limited as to the resources that we could provide, and in those circumstances, it would mean deputies would wind up working extra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would try to pull from units that can be minimized for a short period of time. We would try to pull from deputies that are off. You know, it would wind up increasing the workload of the deputies. Now, it's our understanding that this is not intended to be paid for at the local level. You know, so we're certainly waiting to hear from the governor's office exactly what his plan is, but the sheriff has no intent for the Santa Rosa County funds to be used to finance that.
Okay. So this was really more of an announcement of intent rather than a commitment of particular resources, at least not at this point, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay.
As of right now, what, if anything, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is going to be able to provide has not been made clear.
Okay, and those are all the right questions that you were talking about, so I'm glad you brought those things up. That's what I wanted to know, because, you know, that's what I was thinking when I was sitting there in the press conference is, you know, we're talking for a long time about staff shortage, and here we are committing extra resources. And I get the idea of fighting the battle there rather than fighting the battle here, but, you know, that's a long way away in trying to figure out how to make everything work with, you know, the basic needs being taken care of here. That's what I was curious about, so thanks for helping clarify that. Shane Tucker, he
yes,
is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks as always for the time, and thanks for what you do keeping our folks safe. We appreciate it.
You bet, Andrew. We appreciate you.